Hi, George. This is Janice from, I'm right outside Pasadena right now.
Oh, hi,
staying
Janice.
With a friend.
Sure.
I've got a tale of a possible possession that tends to be almost miraculous.
Oh, so in a good way?
Yes. Definitely in a good way, but it sure freaks me out when it happens.
What's the object?
It is a small cross of cheap metal, gold tone type stuff,
mm-hmm.
that's meant to be worn as a necklace. And my father found it in a parking lot.
Religious cross or just a cross?
We always assumed it was a religious cross. It's
all
just
right.
a cross. It's not a crucifix or anything, just a cross. And it looks like the type you see people wearing, women wearing all the time, or little girls. And my father was an agnostic, but he saw it in the parking lot, and he couldn't leave a cross just laying there in a parking lot.
I agree with him. You got to pick it up.
Right. So he picked it up and he took it home and he gave it to my mother, who never has ever worn any jewelry. And the thing didn't have a chain on it. It was just a cross. And he says, here, I don't know what you want to do, but I found it and I couldn't leave it where I found it. And he told her about it. She says, oh. And she set it aside, just on a table. And it disappeared. It just, I mean, not before their eyes, but when she went to pick it up and put it someplace more secure, it wasn't there, and she figured, well, it dropped on the floor or something, and she'd keep her eyes out for it.
Who would have taken it in the house?
Well, that's just it. It could have just, you know, dropped off the edge of the table, been knocked off or something, she figured, but she'd find it, right?
Right.
If someone moved it and
so.
Didn't remember it. And it was missing for, maybe 6 months. She didn't find it. And then it appeared on the windowsill.
Now, that's weird.
Yep. And for over 40 years, it's been playing this game.
It just jumps around from place to place?
Yeah. It'll be missing for 6 months, a year, 2 years,
and then
a couple
comes
of
back.
Days, and then we find it again.
It's like it's falling through other dimensions or something.
Or something. And it seems like it always shows up when there's something going on in somebody's life or mind in the family.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing in the life?
Someone's stressed out or there's problems, and that type of thing.
All right, when it shows up in that particular kind of case, do things get better?
It always relieves my mother's mind that it's there.
So, but I mean, if people are stressed out and then it shows up, does that person stop being stressed out for some reason?
Well, that's hard to say because it always affects my mother more than it does anyone else.
So what's your take on all this? Where do you think this cross goes?
Well, that's the funny thing. We always just kind of laughed about it. Oh, here it is again. And then a number of years ago, my mother was feeling really, she wasn't well, and she mentioned to me when I was visiting, she says, I wish the cross would come back. I haven't seen it in a long time. I just wish it would come back. I'd feel better. And I said, have you asked it to come back? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, you don't talk to anything. You don't talk to animals. Have you ever thought of asking the cross to come back? And she said, oh, don't be stupid.
Why?
The next morning, I hear her getting up to make coffee. She comes and knocks on the bedroom door and says, can you get up? Can you get up now and come out here? And she sounded funny, so I get up and I go out there. And on the little table next to the chair where she sits, the cross is sitting there.
That's amazing.
And I said, well, I told you to ask it to come back. And so it was around for a few days, and it just disappeared again.
Now, tell me the truth. You're not taking it, are you?
No, I'm not.
I had to ask you that.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
We had to rule that out.
Uh-huh. And nobody else is taking it. It's only the two of us in the house.
This thing is, telling you.
Well, and it gets better. She continued to get worse health-wise. She went to a nursing home. She was diagnosed with end-stage cancer. She went into a coma. The day she passed away, a minister was sitting there, so to speak, holding her hand, because I knew it was just a matter of minutes or an hour or two.
Right.
And So he was sitting there with her, and he looked at her hands, which were, you know, closed in that type of fist that the people make when they've been ill for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the cross was there in the webbing between her thumb and her index finger.
Amazing. Absolutely.
And he knew it wasn't there before because he'd been holding her hand. So he was a little confused. And
I would guess so.
Yeah, so he when the funeral home came to pick her up, he had put the cross in a little envelope and said, this needs to be put in her hand in the casket. Well, the funeral director forgot to do it. And so he goes in and gets the envelope and opens it up, and there's nothing in there. And he had felt the cross in there or something.
Yeah, he knew it was there.
Yeah, he knew something was in the sealed envelope. And he thought, that's freaky. And so he didn't know what to do. He was going to call the minister and tell him that, you know, something had happened.
Lost the cross, right?
Yeah. And because the minister had given him the instructions, not the family. And he had already opened the coffin, which had already been closed, and he opens it, and it's sitting there on her chest. And he goes, okay.
It's meant to be with her.
And he closed the coffin, but he didn't seal it. And the minister came by the day of later that day, because that afternoon was the funeral. And he told the minister what had happened. And they opened the coffin.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay, I won't tell you.
No, I mean...
It was gone.
It was gone.
And so they, so to speak, went in the other room and they were debating, you know, okay, what's going on here? Are we losing our minds? And they go back in to seal the coffin, and it was back.
Why would it keep jumping around like that?
Dropping through dimensions. Playing games on little mines.
So they bury your mother. Now let me ask you this. Has it ever appeared since?
My sister said she saw it in her home.
It's back.
We think it's still playing its games. That's what we call it.
All right. You keep updating us, if you would, on this cross that appears to keep coming back from another dimension, bringing some kind of solitude to people. Now, that is an interesting story. Thank you.